For me, I would say that I have a direct experience because I grew up with a father who worked in the police. So my father is an order follower and he's retired now, but I grew up with this belief in authority that was pretty strong. The only thing I would say that quite balanced it was that my father loved nature. So he lived for some time on a sailing boat. Many times in his career, he tried to escape this work. And he was also sick from this work. Anyway, so he left very early, but his belief in authority was very strong anyway. So, yes, so I've struggled with some situations as well with art and his belief in authority where, for example, when I wanted to go to high school, I wanted to go to a high school that had an art class. And he didn't want me to go to this high school. I had to go to a high school with languages. So that's why then I study more languages. But I always try to find a way to get art in my studies and have dance classes around. I would organize it myself. Like I will register to the dance class and to the art, find like my studies later were language, literature and civilization in Chinese. So in China studies and Taiwan, and we studied art also and literature. And so I always found a way to go through it, to find my way to go back to art. And also one thing that kind of saved me, I would say, is like he loved dance, especially ballet. So he will push me to dance classes. And that's what, so that was good. But then, yes, this belief in authority and in the state and that the higher hierarchy is what is on top of you is what decide for you. That was for my father. So for example, when I wanted to go to that art classes, I mean, that high school with art classes, why my father put me in the other one? Because he asked a friend of him that was, let's say, a director in a school. So for him, this person was higher in the hierarchy. Let's say he had more knowledge that he didn't have. So he went towards the hierarchy and took this. No, this person said this high school is better, so you're going to this one. So it was not like what you want to do. It's the hierarchy says this one is better. This one has more like not good results. Or anyway, so I've seen this a lot in my life, where authority is the or the state, you know, government is has the last word. You know, they say we have to do this, we have to do this. And on my mother's side, she will tell me that 9/11 was an inside job when I was 13 years old. So I was very like I was in a double, I would say I could see both ways. And I started to see different things like, okay, I don't even realize what is 9/11 at that age. I didn't really care. I didn't really realize what it meant, but I would hear her questioning things a lot. And she would question authority like when it's wrong, when my father would not question authority. So again, it's my parents didn't live together. So I would have really like two different worlds. And this made me, I would say, aware of this way of thinking and that way of thinking where we question things and this way where the authority has the last word. And I usually didn't really agree with that. I would disagree a lot when some things would happen and authority would be the last option or the only option, and that the government will have the last word, and when you actually will be suppressed, what you want to do is less important than what they say you should do. So for me, I was feeling this was off, and without understanding really who was on ruling the world, you know, without understanding anything deeply, But I was feeling from this direct experience that why my feelings or my desire, I would say my passion, you know, is less important than what the authority or the hierarchy will say. And so this maybe at that age started to plant seeds in my head that authority is not, or this government, this hierarchy is not right that it is not right that they tell us what to do. And especially when you have to suppress yourself, like you don't care about us or me or when this happens. And yeah, later, of course, I found Marc Passio's work, which put the pieces of the puzzle very clear all together. And then you'd start to realize not only what's happening outside, but what is happening inside of yourself. And then I could understand what happened to my programming, the programming of my parents, and why they're like this, and why order followers think like that, and how the state, how the government is really doing a lot of work to control people's minds, to unbalance our brain, to keep us into mind control, and to keep us slaves. So when I found his work, I was not, I was not rejecting it, because it answered a lot of questions from this direct experience with my father, who is an order follower, and my mother, who was questioning and who will tell me things like the 9/11. And,
yeah.
And then,
I was asking, how did you find Marc's work? Like, just because I found it randomly through research. I don't know how you found it.
Yeah, actually, my husband showed me a video, and someone sent it to him, and he was telling me, I found this guy, his work is really good, it's amazing, you need to listen. And the first thing I watched was the Unholy Feminine presentation. And I was like, wow. And he was telling me, okay, I can help you with some English words, because there's some it's quite long, so it's intense to watch this only in English, but I found the work very interesting and mind-opening, and then I started to research more and to understand more of, okay, authority. Okay, I understand now why this is so harmful. Because I could feel the pain from authority, from this belief in government, but I couldn't say what it was really, you know. And I could see, I could feel the pain also from a parent who is an order follower, you know. But I couldn't understand what was done to his brain, to his mind, what program he received. I had no idea. So I thought he was just doing a job, you know, or like he's just, I wouldn't even think too much that his job will be such a brainwashing job. And I would understand then also why my mother would think that way. And yeah, so it opens a lot of doors. And he created content that were keys I could use to open my doors and understand, you know? So his way of creating content is also creating keys for people to take the keys by themselves. Nobody can put it in their hands. They have to grab the key he's creating and then open the door and then free themselves, free their minds, free their soul, you know, and by understanding, okay, this is the reality I have to face. This is what is really going on. Now, what do I have to do internally? Because it's not just looking what's happening outside and it's going back and remove those layers
yeah.
of mind control, you know?